This vibrant plane of existence is a realm of boundless magic and whimsical beauty, where nature flourishes in its most fantastical forms and the influence of the Fae can be felt everywhere you step. Of course, I'm talking about the Feywild, and if your adventuring party wishes to interact with magic in nature in some rather unique ways, stick around for today's video. The Feywild is not a proper plane amidst the astral plane, but rather is an echo of the material plane, to us the normal world, that parallels it and exists alongside it, making it more or less the good version of the Shadowfell that also hugs tightly to the material world. This means that for every major landmark in the material plane, there will be some sort of happier and more whimsical version of it in the Feywild at roughly the same place. However, things like landmarks have so little impact here, most of these reflections are easily missed. Just more specks of interest in a kaleidoscopic and chaotic realm. A Fae crossing is a portal to the Feywild, magical sources typically hidden in plain sight, and often guarded by druidic circles or powerful Fae guardians. Some consist of stones arranged in arcane patterns and carved with runes, but others may be simple mushroom rings or natural tree arches. Many require specific rituals to activate, but some can just be walked through, leading to travelers accidentally stepping between the realms. Convincing the Fae Guardian to let you plane shift features prominently in many Feywild campaigns, as they could demand anything from secrets to memories to whatever you've got in your pocket. Things like time and logic really don't matter much in the Feywild. It's a morphic plane where feeling and emotion dictate reality. Happy Archfey make for joyous and colorful twilight glades, while areas ruled by a cruel hag can be despicable craven woods where the very air tastes bitter. Emotions and sensations are also more intense here. Food tastes better, color is more vibrant, and a minor inconvenience can feel like the greatest of insults. I can relate to that one in the real world. This emotional intensity is largely responsible for the seemingly erratic behavior of its inhabitants. Beings who have lived their whole lives amidst the sway of heightened sensation. Elves are not natives of the material plane, rather they are the descendants of Eladrin that left the Feywild thousands of years ago, but countless Eladrin still remain in their ancestral homeland. Eladrin are similar to material world elves, but are far closer to fairies than their mundane cousins. Many are bound to nature and the seasons, and even physically change as seasons pass. The Eladrin share these wildlands with sylvan creatures such as fairies, hags, pixies, Horangon, and sprites. Creatures who spend significant time in the Feywild often become saturated in Fey energy, becoming more chaotic and colorful versions of their material plane cousins. The Twilight Woods contain Fey-touched versions of the numerous creatures found on the material plane, such as goblins, ogres, and giants. While a lot of the Feywild sort of blends together, there are powerful beings who put some very clear dividing lines on which half of the chaos is theirs. Queen Titania is a godlike archfey, and her bright domain is called the Seelai Court, also called the Summer Court. The darker domain belongs to the Queen of Air and Darkness, another godlike archfey. Both courts have a similar Alice in Wonderland-style royal chaos going on, but the Summer Court is typically good aligned if a bit mischievous, while the Unseelai is typically evil aligned, but also welcoming to outsiders. If something important is happening in the Feywild, odds are one or both of the courts have their hands in it. Though it doesn't work this way in 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons, you'll also find some versions of the Feywild where the powers are divided by the seasons into a Spring Court, Summer Court, Autumn Court, and Winter Court. Since the Seelai Court is also called the Summer Court, this leads to some confusion, but in 5e, the Feywild is just divided between the Seelai and the Unseelai. If perhaps you're here after watching Vox Machina's plunge into the Feywild with Otahan Tull, Mystic, Lothawisher, and Plane Rider Rin, you'll have seen that there are also powerful Fey amidst these forest domains that own their own spaces, apart from the courts and their Archfey leaders. This is true in Dungeons & Dragons as well as Critical Role's setting, and you're free to create all sorts of minor domains like the Ligament Manor, ruled by any number of powerful Fey, both evil and benign. To fit them in, it's best to at least consider their relation with the Seelai or Unseelai court, but all sorts of alliances or arrangements can work. Note that the Forest Nightward, Tangleward, Duskward, Seaward direction thing is one of Vox Machina's inventions, and isn't a part of the Forgotten Realms Feywild. Like a lot of these mirror domains, the Feywild is highly morphic, which means the landscape is going to shift and change a bit every time you turn your head. However, since the plane is so influenced by emotion, locations that people care deeply about tend to stick around. Particularly powerful or influential creatures tend to warp the landscape around them. A happy meadow might house a conclave of cheerful pixies, while a gnarled dying wood is likely owned by a wicked hag. Many cities exist in the Feywild, most of which belonging to the elves, such as the ancient citadels of Evermeet, Ostrazalion, Evereska, and New Sharinder. There are also the nearly endless tunnels of Nocturne, greatest of all Feywild goblin warrens. And forbidden to most Fey, Brokenstone Vale is a Feyland of lycanthropes, wild werewolves free to live amidst the ruins of long-forgotten beast lords. While it's much rarer to see one as a campaign setting, there's also a much happier version of the Domains of Dread called Domains of Delight. Domains of Delight are tailor-made dreamlands created by Archfey and other deific powers to suit their creators' wants and whims. Notably, and this is a bit of a spoiler warning, so I'll give you a second to turn away or skip to this point in the video if you really need to. Notably, the three connected worlds of Hither, Thither, and Yon you adventure through during the Wilds Beyond the Witchlight campaign started out as a Domain of Delight until a hag coven broke it up and corrupted it. Finally, the Feywild is a mirror for the entire Prime Material Plane, and that means there's a Feywild mirror for the Underdark as well. This place is called the Feydark, which is far livelier and more enchanting than the Underdark. I would hope so. The Feydark is still a nearly endless maze of twisting tunnels and massive caverns, but many of those caverns and passageways are filled with overworld terrain like forests and swamps. So your party has ended up in the Feywild, no doubt in some sort of Wes Anderson-y, joyful, funny, quirky type of way. What do you do from here? Well, thankfully, we get a bit of mechanical impact with two rules found in the Dungeon Master's Guide called Memory Loss and Time Warp. To start with Memory Loss. Now let's talk Memory Loss. What was I saying? Now let's talk Memory Loss. This is an optional rule suggested if you want to emphasize the Feywild's ephemeral and dreamlike qualities. Whenever a non-Fey creature leaves the Feywild, they have a chance of losing their memories in a Fey-flavored haze. When they exit, each non-Fey creature makes a DC 10 Wisdom saving throw. On a failed saving throw, creatures have no memory of their adventures in the Feywild. On a success, creatures remember, but some of the details can appear a bit chopped up, kind of like you just woke up from a dream. If adventurers want to recover those lost memories, they can treat this effect like a curse and remove it with the Remove Curse spell or similar effects that can remove curses. And then with Time Warp, this is an optional rule that should be used carefully, since it can definitely make your campaign go cattywampus real quick. When the players spend a day or more in the Feywild, they can return to find that the time they spent there was not the same time experienced by the rest of the world. Think Narnia style. Well, a lot of this you can think Narnia style, but anyway. You can essentially use this feature in one of three ways. The first is simply as a quest objective. Archfey and other powerful figures within the Feywild may be able to undo or mitigate this magical time distortion on the players for a price, essentially turning the time warp into a hook to keep the players from leaving the Feywild until they finish up a quest or two. The second is as a controlled time change. You simply adjust the time however best suits the next leg of your campaign as the players leave the Feywild. Mere minutes could have passed in days or weeks to the players spent adventuring in the Feywild, or it could be years later so that the outside world progresses to the next interesting bit of history you want your campaign to cover. Use the years option carefully, though, as it'll have dramatic effects on any NPCs or backstory characters that your players care about. And I'm sure I don't even have to warn you about that. It can really be a tectonic shift for the whole campaign. And then finally, we have a third option, which is rolling randomly on the following table to determine the time discrepancy as the players leave the Feywild. This is a bit more of a chaotic option, but it can be pretty fun. This is by far the most dangerous option as a DM, and depending on the dice rolls, it could completely, well, shatter the campaign in some players' eyes. While there are definitely Fey creatures to fight, the Feywild lends itself more towards narrative scenarios than straight combat, as I'm sure you can see. Most Fey creatures are mischievous in one way or another, so there's plenty of opportunity for conflict. It's just the sort of conflict that gets solved with gossip and favors more so than with swords and other forms of violence. Because of this, the Feywild is a fine adventuring prospect no matter what tier you're on, and whatever shenanigans or nonsense you want to subject your players to. Early Feywild encounters can be charming, confusing, or as simple as tracking down a pixie that stole your hat. If you're itching for a fight in the Feywild at first tier, hags are an excellent foe with varieties that scale in power depending on what you need. Pixies and sprites can be a real threat in numbers or with coordination, and goblins and ogres are also traditional early Feywild enemies, but can be a bit bland considering the setting, which can easily just be changed with a simple skin swap if you think of something better. To make your goblins, ogres, or any other monster manual creature a Feywild-themed threat, you can make Feytouched versions of them also in order to just do another really easy skin change. For a fast and easy Feytouched template, just apply this information up here to any creature, and that should really do the trick. At Tier 2, most of the creatures they can fight won't be challenging unless spammed, and they're not really ready to deal with the nasty stuff quite yet. I highly recommend using narrative and roleplay at this tier rather than combat, and any DM worth their salt should be able to do endless amounts of things in this setting. The players can track down an Eladrin who stole their names, or sneak into an Archfey's garden party to steal, I don't know, a pie. You can come up with anything for this type of setting. Play around with the dreamlike chaos of the Feywild Wonderland with some riddles and contradictions. They should adventure in this tier figuring out what to do or say rather than figuring out how many hit points something has. If you need a fight, consider upgrading those hags to hag covens or make a villain out of an Eladrin who has a particular interest in messing with the players. Having players be on an active mission to not disturb the tranquil peace and happiness of other creatures around them is also an interesting way to take a session, and I highly recommend it if you're in the Feywild and need some non-combative or more clever things for your players to do. I have similar advice here in Tier 3, but at these levels, the players can stand their ground a bit more in the Fey Courts. Consider getting them involved in the High Fey politics caught between the Seelie and the Unseelie Courts. These fights can range from petty squabbles to full-on political intrigues, and the line between the two gets fuzzy in the Feywild. If you need stats for fights at this tier, I'd recommend picking up the Monstrous Compendium Volume 4. It contains some really good stats for a range of High Fey enemies, and I'm sure there's some really good custom community content out there for something like this. And then at Tier 4, the Feywild is no longer statistically very threatening to the average player, but so much of the Feywild magic involves things simply happening without dice rolls that you can still make the place quite challenging. Consider using one of the Domains of Delight as a staging ground, as it allows you to essentially do whatever you'd like, which most levels 17 to 20 players tend to do anyway. Pit the players against the whims of an Archfey, or even put them up against the Summer Queen or the Queen of Air and Darkness herself for a climactic world-shaking finale. I love how we went from stealing pies to basically a Final Fantasy game finale. Full disclosure, I have not spent nearly as much time in the Feywild as a player as I would like, but I have spent a little bit of time there as a dungeon master, and I can tell you, if you need a session that plays with themes of toxic positivity or allows you to really focus on the thematic nature of your visuals as opposed to the logic of them all, if that's a way that you like to set the scene, is with Lynchian-like visuals and stuff like that, I would highly recommend the Feywild. I don't think a lot of people like to spend time there because of that reason. As a lot of creators know, the most terrifying thing you can be given as an assignment is do whatever you want, and the Feywild sort of reaches into that territory. So if any of this sounds interesting to you, definitely run your campaign there, or maybe even prod your DM to give it a try. It also allows PCs to make some characters with rather interesting backstories, if that's what you're looking for. Thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. Be sure to like and subscribe because we're putting out new content like this all the time. Go see what we're up to over on skullsplitterdice.com. And if you plan on taking an adventure to the Feywild or have been there yourself, I would love to hear all about it down in the comments. Thanks again for watching. My name's Patrick Ferguson from Skullsplitter Dice, and until next time, farewell.